Occasional Radio Episode 108. Contract and expand your time sense.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. organize their selfish action, feel that it is important for people to be aware of the possible legal consequences of various acts of civil disobedience. It is not our purpose to make people feel intimidated or prevented from taking militant action. Possible charges. Trespass. Refusing to leave a public building on request. A misdemeanor which carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and or $1,000 fine. Resisting arrest. Assaulting an officer. Class E felony. Whoever forcibly assaults, resists, intimidates, or interferes with any federal officer while engaged in, or on account of the performance of official duties, shall be fined not more than $5,000 or imprisoned not more than 3 years, or both. Destruction of property. A petty offense to willfully destroy or damage government property, to create a hazard to persons or things on government property, to throw articles of any kind at a government building, or to climb on any part of a government building. Willful injury to government property is a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $1,000 and imprisonment for up to 1 year if the damage is less than $100. If the amount of the damage is more than $100, it is a felony punishable by a fine of up to $10,000 and imprisonment for up to 10 years. Posting and distribution of materials. It is a petty offense to post or affix any handbills or flyers on government property, or to distribute handbills or flyers on government property without a permit. Taking photographs. It is a petty offense to take photographs in space occupied by a tenant agency without the agency's permission. News photographs may be taken in public areas only. Civil disorders. Riots. Serious charges which pertain to acts of violence. Section 2, 31A3 of the 19 of the U.S. Code makes it a felony to obstruct, impede or interfere with a law enforcement officer lawfully engaged in the performance of his official duties incident to and during the commission of a civil disorder which in any way obstructs the conduct or performance of any particularly protected function. A civil disorder is defined as any public disturbance involving acts of violence by assemblages of three or more persons, which causes an immediate danger of or results in damage or injury to the property or person of any other individual. Conviction under this law carries a penalty of up to 5 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $10,000. Traffic. It is a petty offense to loiter, be disorderly, create loud or unusual noises, or create a nuisance on government property. It is also a petty offense to obstruct the usual use of entrances, foyers, lobbies, corridors, offices, elevators, stairways, or parking lots of government buildings, or to otherwise impede or disrupt the performance of official duties by government employees. Making false statements in any matter within the jurisdiction of any department or agency of the United States is a felony punishable by a fine of up to $10,000 and for imprisonment of up to 5 years. 18 U.S.C. Section 1001. Giving a false name to the person who arrests you, if he or she is a federal officer, could be considered a violation. violation of this law.
Yeah.